You have tuned to 90.3 KEXP Seattle. This is Wolpop Sounds, Voices, and Rhythms from around the globe. Hosting tonight for Derek Mazzoni, I'm DJ Rhythma. This evening, we are here live in studio with Red Barat. KEXP in studio is joined with eight of the funkiest, diverse, and talented musicians from Brooklyn as well as Philadelphia. I'm going to quickly welcome Sunny Jane on Dole, Rohan Kamani, percussion, Chris Edelton on drums, Sunny Singh, trumpet, Ernest Stewart, trombone, Jonathan Hafner on saxophone, Jonathan Lampley on salsophone, sousaphone, and Jonathan Goldberger on guitar. So there's three Jonathans and two Sunnies. It's a lot. They will be playing live tonight at the Triple Door. Showtime is at 7:30. There are a few tickets left. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here this evening to share your infectious, funky music with our listeners. Red Barat Live here on KEXP. We'll be right back. the sounds of Red Barat live here in studio on KEXP. I'm DJ Rhythma here with Sunny Jane. We just heard Horizon Line as well as Zundabad. I am absolutely blown away. I'm sweating and I'm just sitting here. You guys are killing it. So thank you so much for being here this evening. They will be playing later this evening at the Triple Door. Showtime is at 7:30. Sunny, I believe this is your fifth album that you've released. Is that right?
This is our third studio album, fifth album.
Fifth album. Okay, we had Call of Baby, Shrugi G, Bootleg Bhangra, Big Talk, and now Gaudi of Truth.
Yeah.
Love the album. Absolutely love it. The duel for everyone who's out there listening, I mean, you can't get away from it. It's hypnotic. It's still the lifeblood of the tracks, but there's kind of a little jazzier Mulatu vibe going on. There's some psychedelic flavor to the tracks, especially with the horns. Where did this come from in this release?
You know, we've been for a while now, for 6 years, we've been primarily a brass and drum group, you know, just percussion and horns. And over the last year and a half, we've been experimenting with effects on the sousaphone. I got a pedal for my Dole. On this latest album as well, we have a guest track by Delicate Steve, indie rock guitarist, on one of our tracks, and kind of started pushing us in a different direction with just opening up the sound and the palette from acoustic to electronic, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds amazing. One of the tracks we're not going to hear tonight, but it's on the album that I encourage everyone to pick up and listen. The track is called Layers, and there's a remix from Karskale. How did that happen? Were you just sitting around and we're like, hey, there's Karsh, we should go talk to him, or is someone friends with him? Like, how did that go down?
Yeah, I've been friends with him for several years. Actually, right when I moved to New York in 98, met Karsh, and been good friends ever since. And it just seemed like a track that he would eat up. It's his sensibility, and as you hear the remix on the album, I mean, it's informed my approach to re-orchestrating the song for the band just by what Karsh had done with it, and it's a beautiful remix, and just happy he did it.
Yeah, I'll try to play it later on in the show.
It's awesome.
It's kind of hypnotic, takes you a completely different dimension, so fantastic track and remix. So you were back here in Seattle in 2013 with the Shrugi G release, and you came back.
That's right, we're back.
We love it. Why'd you come back other than the coffee and the Sounders?
We can't get enough of Seattle. No, we're psyched to be back here, psyched to be back at KXP. It's a beautiful town to play in. We did Bumbershoot last time. We're at Triple Door tonight, and we got a new sound. We got new songs, and we're just stoked to play.
Excellent. I was, whenever I was doing the research, and I followed you for the at least the last 5 years, whenever I was first exposed to you, you had an interview with NPR a little while back, and they tagged you as the best party band they've ever seen in years. Do you feel like you're still holding on to that moniker, or are you kind of breaking away from the party band scene and more into this exploration of other sounds?
Well, I think we're all wet after about 10 minutes of playing, so no, we're not getting away from that party, man. Nope.
And it's clear tonight. Seriously, I'm just pouring sweat. So,
trying to get wet?
Yeah. One more question, and we'll get back into the music. So you're closing in on a decade. We're stretching a little bit, but you're over the 5 year mark, and you know you've been working together for a while. It's hard to keep eight people together, especially this type of blend and rhythm and diversity and the types of things that you create. What's next? Like, what do you have some inclination of where you want to take the sound, where you want to take your creative process?
You know, it's very much in the moment, but one thing that has changed in the last couple of months, we added Jonathan Goldberger on guitar, and that's really expanded the palette and the sound of where we're headed. So we're enjoying playing with this new ensemble and just going to keep stretching it to that realm.
Great. Well, we look forward to the next album. It's going to probably take me a year to completely digest this one over and over again. I know Derek and I will be playing this on the dance floor here in Seattle.
Thank you.
Let's get back into the mix. Yes. Can we hear some more music?
Yeah, this is the title track, Gaudi of Truth.
We'll be right back.
Red Barat live here on KEXP in studio with eight of the funkiest guys out of Brooklyn as well as Philly. Who's from Philly? All right. Sonny, how are you? You're sweating.
I'm great.
I'm great.
The track we just heard, it's pronounced Tonic Ton?
Tonic Ton.
Excellent. And then the track just before that, Gaudy of Truth, the title track from their latest album. What's the backstory on the title?
Gaudy of Truth. Gaudy means train or car, and it's a metaphor for the journey this band has been taking for several years now, and just the communities we stumbled upon, the dialogues we've encountered, and just talking about, you know, relative truth versus absolute truth.
Got it. I was kind of blown away by the truth of the complexity of that last track between the tempo changes, the layering, etc. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that about five times to make sure I got everything. It was wonderful. You want to go ahead and announce the band again?
Absolutely. Sonny Singh on trumpet, Ernest Stewart on trombone, Jonathan Hafner on soprano saxophone, Rohan Kamani on percussion, Chris Edelton on drum set, John Lampley on sousaphone, and Jonathan Goldberger on guitar.
Yeah, Mr. Goldberger, I can't see you. You can't see me. Hi. That was some sick shredding on the Gaudy of Truth track. So very, very cool. And Ernest, funkiest trombone I've seen in a while. I had my eyes closed, and I thought I was listening to the trumpet for a second. I was like, well, man. So anyways, I'm going off. If you want to see these guys tonight live in person so you can have your own experience, they'll be playing live at the Triple Door at 7:30. And be sure to go check out the live in studio, both audio and video, up at kxp.org. I want to thank Kevin Suggs, Cheryl Waters, Derek Mazzoni, Scott Holpanin, Justin Wilmore, Janelle Delia, Susan James, Patrick Lures, and everyone else behind the scenes here at KXP for their support. I'm DJ Rhythma. This is Wolpop, and you've got to tune to 90.3 KEXP Seattle.